USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. The standoff at a Trader Joe's grocery in Los Angeles over a suspect in custody. This all started as a domestic dispute.
Well, he jumped out of his car and he looked like he was shooting.
Witnesses saying the suspects jumped out of a car and traded gunfire with police.
It sounded like they were shooting return fire.
President Trump on Twitter talking about the FBI raid of his lawyer Michael Cohen's office. Word audio tapes confiscated by the feds, and one is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now, the president tweeting, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong." Exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An update now after 17 people killed on that duck boat in Missouri during a storm.
Keep us in prayer. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, "Above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes." He said, "I'm going to show you where they are, but you won't need them."
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband, I don't know, I'm going to do it.
Tia, not sure how she survives as waves come over her head, she says it's a miracle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Wow, what a mess. The cleanup continues after tornadoes hit central Iowa. The wind's so intense, walls at an Iowa 911 center peel off the building and blow away, leaving the yellow insulation exposed. This is people inside the building keep on working to help others. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The National Weather Service confirms one of the twisters was an EF3 tornado with winds at about 144 miles per hour. We spoke to Bob Cusbaugh, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown, Iowa, about the devastation.
We're finding that the more people we talk to, there are many individuals who have no insurance, and so they just basically have nothing left.
At least 17 people were injured by the outbreak of tornadoes that struck on Thursday afternoon.
In Dallas, Texas, an unthinkable tragedy involving a police officer killed while attending a funeral for another officer, and a drunk driver responsible. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
A Dallas motorcycle cop taking part in a funeral procession for a fellow officer who died of cancer this week was himself killed this morning when a car crashed into the procession. Police Chief Renee Hall says Senior Corporal Jamie Givens was a 32-year veteran of the force.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Givens was escorting the casket car on an interstate, his motorcycle stationary with emergency lights blinking.
You're listening to